America, we are endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. At Grand Canyon University, we believe in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose. By honoring your career calling, you impact your family, your friends, and your community. The pursuit to serve others is yours. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.
And now, back to the Johnny B Show.
Welcome back. Thursday night, the Johnny B Show, 102.5 The Bone, Real Raw Radio. Thanks for being here. Appreciate you. If you just tuned in, you haven't been paying attention. The Buccaneers traded up to pick number 13 and took the most athletic offensive lineman in the draft, Tristan Wirfs out of Iowa. He is an absolute stud. He can play both sides of the line, and it looks like he'll be playing right tackle for the Bucs. So that solidifies. That offensive line looks pretty damn good now, Will. I mean,
well, they're saying Bruce Arians was just saying that they're not going to force him into starting. But I would imagine he's
going to be a starter. Yeah. Yes. I mean, so you got two really good tackles, and of course our center Ryan Jensen's an animal, and left tackle Donovan Smith. He's not great, but he's not the worst. He's average.
You look at his numbers and they're pretty good.
Yeah.
But then you watch him play and you go, this guy stinks.
He takes plays
and
off.
He doesn't. He's good. He's a very solid left tackle.
Well, that's the big complaint on him is that he's been known to take plays off. But I'll say this, he was taking plays off blocking for Jameis Winston. And you could see the frustration in a lot of the players' faces when Jameis would throw picks and stuff. So you could see that where people would just get tired of the same old stuff and then be like, you know what? Go ahead, sack him. I don't care. You know what I mean? He's not going to take plays off for Tom Brady. It's not going to happen.
I certainly hope
Tommy
not.
Won't have it, dude. I mean, I've seen Tom Brady for the Patriots grab offensive linemen by the shoulder pads and yell at him. Like, he's not – Tom Brady is – he'll go to Bruce Arians and be like, hey – You see what your boy just did, and Bruce will be like, "Oh, yeah, he's gonna block for Tom Brady. He'll want to block for Tom Brady. I'm pretty sure." So.
Well, I would hope that he'd want to block for whoever his quarterback was. But yeah, I know what you mean.
You know what I mean.
I think it's gonna be a new atmosphere.
It's the GOAT.
Hopefully, you feed off that energy. Yeah.
Yeah.
Players will get better just from that.
When you're playing for a paycheck, it's way different than playing for a Super Bowl. And I don't think he's been playing for a Super Bowl. He goes into
Never.
This. Right, he goes into every season going, Jesus Christ, man! Like, you know, their defense was so bad for a long, long time, and now with us being one of the favorites, I can't even talk. It's so funny to even think about it.
Now, what do you think would be a reasonable expectation for this team? For the year,
10-6 in the playoffs.
Playoffs,
yeah.
Like wild card or winning the division?
No, I mean, I expect us to win the division, but I would be very happy just to have a winning season and be in the playoffs at all. I'd be very, very happy. I hear people going like Super Bowl or nothing. You know, like, you're an idiot.
I'm kind of on that train because you got Tom Brady for 2 years. It's tough. He's coming into a new system. He's also the best quarterback of all time, and I think he'll be able to pick it up pretty easily.
Right.
The weapons that we have, I mean, I think in the next 2 years, if not this year, then definitely next year, it's got to be Super Bowl or bust.
I mean, I wouldn't be shocked if we went to the Super Bowl. You know, Vegas has them as the fifth most.
Yeah, tied with New Orleans.
Yeah, I mean, so, yeah, just to be respected to me as a Bucs fan, lifelong Bucs fan, just to have them be respected would feel so good. When we had that little 10-year stretch, you know, from like 97 to 2007 where they were a feared team, that felt so good to me. You know, I remember I moved to Vegas in 2003, like a month after the Bucs won the Super Bowl, I moved to Vegas. And I'm walking around wearing a Bucs jersey, and people are just like, oh, man, you like the Bucs? And I'm like, I'm from Tampa. What? That has to be so cool. Did you ever go to Raymond James Stadium? I'm like, I was a season ticket holder. They're like, whoa. that is amazing. People love the fact that I was a Bucks fan. Mad respect. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and I also remember them saying they wish they had their own football team. Now, look, they do. And they have the Bucks old coach, you know, coaching them. But, yeah. And then, you know, you fast forward, you know, to anywhere after 2009, and you're the laughing stock in the NFL. And nobody wants that, you know?
It's been a long time coming. So, yeah, it's definitely exciting to, I mean, but we haven't proved anything yet either.
No. I mean, we're just paper champions right now. We have to go out and play football.
And, you know, we were kind of talking about during break, somebody was busting your chops about, oh, this is what Cleveland did. They went out and bought all their talent, and they stunk. But the difference there, the big difference is that they had a second-year quarterback in Honest Boyfriend.
Overrated
Baker
second-year
Mayfield.
Quarterback.
Yeah.
And we got the best quarterback of all time as our quarterback. So
we also have one of the best coaches of all time, and they had Freddie Kitchens.
Right.
Isn't that funny? They had a coach named Kitchens and a quarterback named Baker. What is this, the Food Network, you dumb bitches?
Nice.
I just put that together.
I know.
Isn't that weird?
I could tell.
Baker, Kitchens, God. What, do you got a bunch of ladies playing? Well, do them dishes, Baker. Is that bad?
Yeah.
Fine.
I think the women that listen to this show will be fine with it. They're kind of old school, right?
Yeah.
I bet they're listening in the kitchen right now, making their man some dinner. Actually, Leah is. Yeah, she's in there. She's making more antipasto salad. Antipasto.
I can make you guys some dinner sometime.
No, you can't. You don't know
but
what
I'm
salt
a woman
is.
And that's what we're supposed to do.
Yeah.
We're in the kitchen.
You have man arms, so
you're
excluded from the womanly duties.
That's not true.
It is. It is.
Is it true, Will?
It's true.
No, she ain't got no man arms.
Yeah, bitch.
She got Michelle Obama arms.
Ah, it's what I said. Matt Fernandez said it the best when he was in here. He said she had Robert Downey Jr. arms. 50-year-old.
Like an AIDS patient. It was like, once Jack, you got AIDS patient arms.
She looked like a 50-year-old superhero.
Oh, man.
You're an idiot. Oh, it makes me so happy. Oh, God. 727-579-1025, 800-771-1025. You ready to play a name game, perhaps?
I do have my father's arms, so it is funny.
Well, he's a man.
I know.
Yeah.
He's like in his 60s. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why it makes me laugh. Because I'm like, I do see the resemblance.
He looks great. You know?
In his 60s.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. You shouldn't have those. I mean, I have really big lunch lady arms. It's really sad. All jiggly and whatnot. All right. Let's do it. So, with the NFL draft being here, there are a lot of names that they're very creative, I'll say. The parents were
that's a kind word.
Thinking outside the box with some of these names. And Will and I are going to give you some names.
All right.
Some of them are made up. Some of them are real names that aren't football players. And some of them are football players that are in this year's NFL draft.
Okay.
And we want to see if you can guess the correct ones.
Got it.
All right?
Yep.
You got a 50-50 shot even if you guess. It's either football player or not a football player?
Got it.
Okay. Will, do you want to start?
Yes, I do. The player that I'm thinking of is Cassette Florentine.
Cassette Florentine, Anna.
Cassette like the player. Like cassette player.
Cassette.
Is that how it's spelled? Like a cassette player?
I can't tell you that.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's Cassette Florentine.
You can't tell me if it's a C or a K?
I cannot.
No. I don't think it matters,
it
really.
Away,
it's bad either way.
I'm going to say that that's a real person. That's a player.
Cassette Florentine is not a real player.
Oh, man.
That's bad, Anna.
Yeah, oopsies. All right, next one.
Okay, next one. CeCe Lamb. CeCe Lamb.
Can I get a spelling on CeCe or no?
C-E space C-E and Lamb, like the animal.
No way that's a guy.
It's a guy. Is it a football player or not?
Oh, I said no way that's a football player.
That is a football player.
What?
I believe he got drafted, right, Will?
Wait, you mean CD.
Did I say C?
You said CC.
It's CD Lamb?
CD Lamb.
You're right.
It's CD's nuts.
He got drafted by the Cowboys.
Cowboys got CD Lamb.
Is that like a nickname? Or?
No, it's his real name. All right, we'll give her another one.
How about Jerry Judy?
Jerry Judy.
Jerry Judy.
Yeah, yes, that's a player. I saw him
That's
on the
correct.
Draft. Yes.
God damn
Drafted
it.
Drafted by the Denver Broncos.
Big Booty Judy, as he's known in the locker room.
Huh. Okay. How about...
Yeah.
Jalen Jenkins.
I'm going to say that's a player.
What? Incorrect. He actually works at the CVS by my house. Good guy. Will?
How about Kalavion Chalson?
I believe that last name is Chason.
Chason. Kalavion Chason.
I like that.
All right. That's a player then.
Yeah, I gave it away.
I'm sorry. What was his first name?
Kalavion.
Kalavion.
K, high comma, Kalavion.
K, high comma, L-A-V-O-N.
Oh, I thought you were saying like labia.
Kalavion.
Labia, yep. It was the first thing that he saw when he came into the world.
He just got drafted by the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Oh, he's a great player. LSU, defensive end.
Wow.
Yep. Very, very nice. Alrighty. We ready for another one?
Yeah.
We're going to go, let's see. Okay, I found one. Darnell Parnell.
No, that's not a real guy.
I made that up.
Yeah, I know.
Damn it. Will.
Shontavious Thompson.
I'm going to go not a real guy because it sounds like a real guy. Not a real guy.
Not a real guy. That's right. Way to go.
I was really wanting that to be a real guy. Damn it. All right. Let's see. Let's see here. Hold on. I got to get my sounder back here. Oh, is this another version of it? Sure. Why not? Oh, no. That's Earth, Wind, and Fire. We don't want that. No way. Earth, Wind, and Fire. Is that a real play?
Oh, God.
Earth, Wind, Fire. You should have used that.
Earth, Wind, yeah. Fire. Earth, that'd be great. Fire. All right. You ready?
Yeah.
Jeff Okuda.
Jeff Okuda.
Okuda.
I'm going to say that's a real dude. That's a real player.
Yes, he was actually a third-round draft pick.
I knew it.
Defensive back from Ohio State. Good kid. Damn it. She's better at this than I wanted her to be. Go ahead, Will.
How about...
Throw one at her. Beat her.
Ibrahim Moizos.
What?
Ibrahim Moizos.
Ah, yeah.
That's a real guy. A real guy.
Yeah? No, it is not.
God damn it.
Not old Ibrahim Moizos. All right, you ready?
Yeah.
All right. I got one for you. The name is Henry Ruggs.
Henry Ruggs?
The third.
Not a guy. Damn it.
Drafted by the Las Vegas Raiders tonight.
Damn right.
First round.
Damn right. Dumbass. God, you're horrible. We should have kept score.
Yeah, we should.
Damn it. All right, let's start the score now. See what we can get, if we can get her.
Okay.
All right. That was all practice, Anna. Now, it's all for real. If you lose, Anna, like if you get five wrong before you get five right, you have to go on a date with Daniel.
No, that's illegal. That's going to send me to jail.
Exactly.
No, that's not happening.
This is serious stuff. All right. Go ahead, Will.
How about Michael Divinity?
Yeah, that's a guy. That's a real player.
Michael Divinity.
Yeah.
Will?
That is correct.
Yeah, hell yeah.
It's a real
yeah.
guy. Out of LSU.
She's got one. Okie dokie. Let's see. I'm going to get her.
Oh, you ain't.
Yeah, I am.
Swervo.
Okay, how about, I got it.
Yeah.
LaPantheon Jackson. Is LaPantheon Jackson a real person? A football player or a regular person?
I'm going to say he's a football player.
Incorrect! I made it up. Got her. I got her, Will.
Sure did.
Your turn.
Le Carpetron Duke Marriott.
Okay, no.
What?
No.
What do you mean, no?
No. He's not a Transformer.
What?
No, that's a no.
All right, you got it. That was made up.
Come on, Will. Don't make it so obvious.
The Parthenon.
Oh, man. I got her good. What did I say the name was?
I forget.
Parthenon?
No.
Something? I don't know. All right. I got one for you,
yeah,
right?
Go ahead.
Ladarius Moncello.
That's a guy. That's a player.
Let me tell you what I just did, Will. I squinted at the screen.
Oh,
she thought
it.
I read it. Yeah! Oh, I played poker my whole life. God, I just toasted that ass. I did like this. Well, I went, Montiello. And she was like, that's a guy, fat ass. You just read it off of ESPN.com. Aha! The best. All right, Will.
Damn it.
Oh, man, that was great. I feel so accomplished.
Quattro Libro.
I just right, ordered
Nacho
that.
Nacho Libre. Not a guy.
Oh, man.
Damn it! Damn it to hell! God! Darn!
All right, I'm not going to look at your face. Go ahead.
It'll screw you up. You don't want to do it. It'll screw your butt. All right, you ready?
Yeah.
Quinnen Williams.
Quinnen? Not a guy.
It is a guy!
That's what I got wrong?
Yeah, you got it wrong. I gave it a wrong ding dong. Yeah, Quinnen Williams, he plays for the Jets. Sorry, you suck.
Steve Smith.
Oh, man, this is tough.
That's a guy.
That's correct. It is a guy.
Damn.
Commentating now.
All right. She needs one more, right?
Up to five, yeah.
All right, I'm going to get her. The name is Rock Ya-Sin. Rock Y-Sin. Rock Ya-Sin.
Not a guy.
It is a guy! Yeah! Oh, it's a rubber match. It's a rubber match. You can get her right here, Will.
You better
you can
prepare
get her.
Yourself.
Roast her ass, bro. We got it.
No.
We got it.
No.
Yeah.
My guy is Kendall Vildor.
Ooh, that's a toughie.
Kendall Vildor.
No shot.
That's a guy.
You come out with stink like that. Poop out of your mouth.
Kendall Vildor is a cornerback at Georgia Southern. Way to go.
God damn it.
I thought all of Will's right and all of yours wrong.
I know, because I'm good at playing games. Damn it, Dale.
I win.
You don't have to go on a date with Daniel.
That's what I want.
That's your prize.
Yeah, well, I guess it's a win-win because we get to keep you out of prison.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.